Can I talk about classic textbook SEO? Mm-hmm. Again, for me, it's more about when you're employing people, they're involved in systems and processes that have to have some kind of major effect with the client's site, who's going to be really happy, and now they're going to pay some money. But if you do all of this stuff and it doesn't really work, and then the client's unhappy, and now they're not going to pay you, and somebody's going to lose a job. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think about it in that sense. If you can take away all of the wasted effort and only concentrate on areas where you're going to be happy, you guys at Google, and we're going to be happy, and client's going to be happy, nobody's losing a job, and nobody's getting banned or whatever. You know, it's utopia. This is what I'm looking for.
Sure.
How much time do we need to spend? Do we need to do meta tags for 150,000 shopping cart items? Mm-hmm. Does an H1 tag really make that much difference?
You know, it's the sort of thing where H1 tags versus H2 and stuff like that, we usually encourage people to just go ahead and experiment, try out, you know, and come to a sort of nice solution that they feel works for them. And then once you're relatively happy with your on-page templates and your topics and your copy and stuff like that, usually you don't need to tweak and tune them too much. It's not like our ranking for on-page stuff is going to change so radically that an H1 today is worth nothing compared to an H2, you know, tomorrow, something like that. So there's a lot to be said for putting in some initial work to feel comfortable with your page templates and the sort of copy that you're producing, and then to not really obsess about it after that. Now,
but it is going to an extreme, I think, because, I mean, an H1 tag is a big, ugly old thing that nobody wants to use on a page, really. So we now take CSS and disguise it as something else. I mean, is there any point in doing that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a search engine has to deal with what it can interpret. So anytime you've got external CSS and stuff like that, it's a little bit trickier. There's an extra stage where you'd have to be able to fetch CSS and stuff like that. And we've certainly looked at those kinds of things. But typically, there's usually a way where you can write a page such that it's good for search engines and good for users. And yet, if you turn off CSS, it's not like five paragraphs of text suddenly appear out of nowhere. And there certainly are times when you can say, okay, let's assess how much work it is. Because, for example, with meta tags, you know, those can be kind of handy. For example, we can use the meta description tag to show the snippets. So if you have customized items, lots of items in a catalog, showing the right snippet can really help your click-through a lot. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily worth 150,000 pages of hand-tuning.
But you have to rank in the first place for somebody to see that snippet. And is that extra effort, as I'm saying, with the description really worth it, or do you just try and evaluate first of all, am I going to rank for somebody to click through in the first place?
Yeah, certainly I would advocate a, you know, top-down sort of priority where you want to say, well, do I have my site crawlable? Does it have the reputation I think it needs? And then you get to the smaller issues like the H1s versus CSS and the meta tags and stuff like that.